JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 25, The Jews and Islam.
Islam posited itself as the only true religion, and belief in Muhammad was necessary in order to gain entry into the world to come in order to save one's immortal soul. Islam was an aggressive religion, a warrior religion. Muhammad himself was a warrior. And hundreds of thousands of pagans were converted to Islam by force and by coercion. The Jews resisted that, as did the Christians. And therefore, when Islam realized that it was not going to control the entire world, at least at that period of time, so then what do you do with the Jews, and what do you do with the Christians? So Islam created a system called the Dhimmi system. The Dhimmi system meant that non-Muslims were second-class citizens in the Muslim society. Their houses of worship were limited. They needed special permission. They had to show deference to the Muslims. But they were allowed to live. And in certain Muslim societies, they were even allowed to prosper and to rise to great heights. And therefore, the golden age of Jews in the Middle East and in the Middle Ages was under Muslim rule and not under Christian rule. Under Christian rule, the Jews were persecuted unmercifully. The Dark Ages were not only Dark Ages for Europe, they were Dark Ages for the Jews. The church did not admire the Jewish stubbornness in not adopting Christianity, to put it mildly, and Jews were relegated to the position of being almost non-human beings. But according to the Muslims, the Jews were only second-class citizens, which is better than being a non-human being, and therefore overall, the Jews in the Muslim countries fared better than did the Jews in the Christian countries. Thanks for watching. My name is Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.